Mum and Dad were arguing, of course, in the middle of a ruined ancient city underneath a smoking volcano with a spectacular waterfall crashing over the remains of a shattered pyramid, having just escaped death by less than the skin of their teeth. They were arguing about Matt. About which of them was more to blame for Matt being left to fend for himself over the school holidays. "You're both as bad as each other," Matt told them. "You were both daft enough to take a job with a homicidal maniac who wanted to use ancient forbidden knowledge to rule the world. Deal with it." "You really shouldn't talk to your mother like that," Dad told him. "And your father is one of the cleverest people in his field. You should show him some respect," Mum added. "Okay," Matt said. "So I guess it's my fault then. Should have known. From now on, I'm going to be spending the holidays with Aunt Jane." "Jane," Dad realized. "I'd better call her. She'll be worried sick."
"You never call her," Mum told him. "You always wait for her to call you."
"That's not true,
isn't it? When did you start calling her then? I don't remember you ever calling her. I called her. Birthdays and Christmas, it was me who called Jane."
Matt left them to it. Venture was speaking to Smith beside one of the huge helicopters. Robin was standing on her own, watching them. Her face was smeared with mud, and her hair was wet and in a mess, but she still looked beautiful. Weird, but beautiful. Matt walked over to join her, and she smiled. It wasn't a twitch of the mouth. It wasn't a half-smile that might have been mocking him. It was a real, full-on smile. And Matt grinned back. He probably looked ridiculous, just as caked in mud and dirt, just as much of a mess. But he didn't care. "I'm going to spend the rest of the holidays with you and Aunt Jane," he said. "I can help sort out the mess after the fire, if it's okay."
"That'll be good."
She was still smiling, so Matt guessed she meant it. "You think it's finished?" he asked. They looked back at the smouldering volcano and the ruined pyramid behind them. Black-clad figures were leading a disheveled group of men in khaki uniforms through the ruins.
"I think so," Robin said. "The discs are lost forever, the theatre is gone, and so are Harper and Catherine Feather, and anyone else who really knew what happened."
"And before," Matt said slowly, "when this all happened the first time, with Atlantis, what about it?" Matt hesitated. Julius Venture was walking over to join them. "Well?" Robin prompted.